on air.
1161 and 1476 AM.
Online
at abc.net.au/southeastsa.
And the ABC Listen app.
You're listening to ABC with Beck Chave.
Well, the time is 8 minutes to 9. Now, if you were going to move to Mars, what would you take with you? Perhaps a breathing apparatus, a gravity dome with soccer fields inside? Well, these are just some of the incredible creations children from the Southeast created last year as part of the Commissioner for Children and Young People's Space to Dream Challenge. Students across the state were challenged to design their own toy or gadget for someone their age who was moving to Mars. And now the top selections, including a few from our own region, are being toured to schools and libraries, landing in our region at Lucindale later this month. Helen Connolly is the South Australia's inaugural Commissioner for Children and Young People. Commissioner, good morning. Thank you so much for your time on the program.
Good morning, Beck. Lovely to be with you.
Now, how impressed were you by what the kids came up with last year?
I'm always super impressed. You know, I have some pretty yucky parts of my job, but one of the really lovely things is judging the winners of the of this competition, and it's just delightful to see the things that they come up with. A lot of fluffy toys in Mars, but also some really cute things, as you're saying, around, you know, places that you can play soccer up there, things to do with protecting you from acid rain, you know, gravity-defying boots. There's a whole range of things, a lot of kind of things to keep you in contact with family back on Earth. So a lot of, you know, video watches and a whole range of things. And it really shows, I think, just how much work these kids put into their entries.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. There were some extensive lessons in the lead up to making these to help inspire them.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, and you know, it's a lovely project. Essentially, when I started, went around, was talking to kids, and this seems like such a long time ago now. So in 2017, and it was all pre-COVID, so we were digital, but we weren't nearly as digital as we are today. So a lot of kids were talking about wanting more digital skills, really kind of knowing that the future was digital, but maybe feeling that they weren't overly prepared for that. So there was lots of those conversations. So I thought, well, you know, how am I going to actually influence that or have any impact? So essentially what we did was said, let's make a kind of fun way of everyone being able to get more digital skills. So we started with Learn to Speak Robot, which is a coding challenge, so kids in school could do it, but also kids at home. It was all downloadable. It was all curated on a website, essentially. And so people could go in and learn to code at home using a whole range of freely available material. And we went, oh, that's really cute. And people really took to it, and kids were writing testimonials about how much fun they were having. So we thought, all right, let's add on another element to keep it interesting. So we put in design thinking, which is the space to dream, which was about really having to think through that whole design thinking process of thinking about what it'd be like to live on Mars, and then going through the whole process of learning something about Mars and then just designing something that would be useful.
And the kids, they actually got to work with astronauts on this.
Yeah, so one of the things we did, we were really surprised at just how everyone kind of embraced it. So Pamela Melroy, which is one of the astronauts out of NASA, actually did embraced the kind of concept. She did a video, so they get to watch a video of her talking about Mars because she's kind of been in space. So she was talking about all the things they might need to think about, you know, what the kind of, and so all the science of it. So it's just a really fun, engaging way to connect with the science of it. So we did Space to Dream, and then the next year we added Zoom Out, which is essentially a system thinking challenge, which is it's not so much a challenge. This one's more about classroom resources, and it's the systems of making a Vegemite sandwich. So it's a whole heap of, you know, all of the things you need to understand about everything from where the Vegemite comes from where the bread comes from, where the electricity in the toaster, all that kind of stuff. And again, a really neat kind of resources to make it fun and engaging for kids of all ages. Yeah, and then they enter, they send their things through and we pick them.
Yeah, so you've chosen a few selections from the Southeast for as the winners of the Space to Dream Challenge. Talk us through those.
Yeah, so we get, it's really cute, we get 3D entries, so they're the ones where we then get them made. So Maker's Empire are a really good partner with us, and they make up these 3D little, you know, things,
I can't think of
toys. Toys, whatever they are. Statues, they're gorgeous. But we also do 2D. So there are lots of kids who do a poster. We pick the 3D and the 2D winners. Always a really incredible selection from regional areas. I've always been really impressed by the number of country schools who do enter, and they have an equal, you know, the same chance as everyone else. And we had, I think, Melaleuca Primary School was the winner, the top 3D entry this year, which has, it's the turtle design, and it has umbrellas that protect you from acid rain. It's got an oxygen mask. It's got drills. It's got hammers. It's got all sorts of things that might be useful and not just fun to play with. I can't think who the Moonta area school. So look, there's a whole heap of them who put stuff in. I think what we found out was that we had a really neat relationship then with the space agency. So we just kind of happened to, they came about around the same time as us. So they actually display all the 3D statues in the museum for the Christmas lead up, and then the exhibition travels. So we have it travelling all around South Australia, going to tiny little community libraries. We have it going to school libraries, and it just travels for the whole year, and then we pick the next year and we start again. So everyone gets, so it goes to places where the winners are, so they can take, so the kids can take their family and friends, which is really lovely. But it goes to all sorts of places where it just inspires, I think, others to get involved. So we get a lot of librarians saying, oh, sometimes they came in, they really loved it, their school doesn't do it. And then we might follow up with the school and say, look, you know, kids from your school visited, they thought it was great, and the next year they'll participate.
Helen, we've got to get to the news, but thank you so much for your time on the program this morning. We appreciate it. And, yeah, this exhibition now coming to Lucindale. Thank you, Helen.
No worries. Thanks.
That is Helen Connolly there, the South Australian Commissioner for Children and Young People. So the Space to Dream Mars exhibition launching at the Lucindale Community Library on the 22nd of July, running until the 31st. It's 9 o'clock news time now.